Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sam Wilson bringing us back.
Didn't take no chances.
That's Sister Nancy on guitar backing her up. Otherwise known as Heart. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm spinning the platters. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with one of my favorite people on the planet, Sarah Heiner, president and CEO of, and daughter of the founder of Bottom Line Publications, bottomlineinc.com. And her, your blog, Sarah, is where? Tell us where that I can find that, Sarah's blog.
You can go right on to bottomlineinc.com under blogs. It's called Common Threads.
All right.
And you Sarah, can subscribe to it. You could get an email every week of it.
Sarah with an H. So you wrote a piece recently called Power and Force. Tell us about what you mean.
Well, so this is a big lesson I learned years ago, because I was kind of going along, doing my thing, doing my work. And someone, an executive coach had come in, and she said to me that you have a reputation for being smart and scary. I go, what do you mean I'm scary, right? Well, I'm just me, right? So I'm nice and I'm human, right? All those sorts of things. But what ended up happening is she made me realize that there's these two different aspects of life. There's power and there's force. Mm-hmm. Force is loud, it's fast, it's brash, and it's short-term, and it's intimidating. Right, revolution is force, mm-hmm. versus power is quiet and solid and slow. What Mother Teresa is power. Mm-hmm. RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, was power. Right, these loud rabble rousing is force, and it's not effective.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me shift. It had me just totally shift the way that
but
I was.
But realizing that. Paradox. Yes. When I hear you talk about these things, I think of paradox. Yes. Right? We're all paradoxical. You don't get one without the other. You know, the power and the force of Sarah. You don't get one without the other. It doesn't say you can't improve one or the other, but you get both of them. You don't get a half of a pendulum swing. You get the whole pendulum swing. What do you think?
Well, that's true. I mean, again, we all have our you know, yin and yang of life,
yeah.
Right? But in terms of if you want change in your life, so that you have to look at, I'll call it, how you're presenting it. No one can hear you. When you raise your hand to some, I'm going to call it, raise your metaphorical hand to somebody, what do? They recoil. They tighten up. Versus when you, I'll call it, power is seductive, and I don't mean it in a sexy way. That power makes you feel safe. That when you're powerful, when you have your logic, when you have your recommendation, like people circle around to participate in power. People cower from force. So an example that I gave in my blog was, think about, and I am in no way a detailed person on football, but when you think about what Tom Brady did, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was a mediocre team.
Mm-hmm.
They were absolutely midline team. He turned that place around in 1 year. What mm-hmm. could do that? The strength and power of what his abilities were. Peyton Manning did a similar thing in the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
They were struggling ever since John Elway retired. Quarterback after quarterback. And he came in, took a middling team, took them to the playoffs, I think, four times, took them to a Super Bowl championship.
Mm-hmm.
The year after Peyton Manning left, they went back to being middling.
Right.
So there's something about a forceful, quiet, and both those guys, at least publicly, are soft-spoken giants. Right? So that when you think about how you present yourself, that if you want people to hear you, they can't hear you when you're raging. And you know, they can't hear you when you're ranting. They can hear you when you're calm and you're focused.
So you're saying that force is something that moves things, but it might not be able to. You might not get people to help you move things. Power.
Nor will it be long term.
Right. Power is a way of presenting yourself in a way that will get people to help you. And, you know, I keep thinking about a quote one of my favorites that's attributed to Napoleon. He said, a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. So he was talking about an intangible, and you, when you talk about power, you're talking about an intangible.
It's an absolute intangible, but it's a way of presenting yourself, right? When you look at what's going on out there, what happens when you see the ranters out there? You recoil.
Yeah,
you don't get excited by that.
That's right.
You cower from it. But what do you do? What did you do when Ronald Reagan was quietly saying, take down that wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a solidity of belief. Mm-hmm. It wasn't ranting. It wasn't frightening. That it's, how do you want to present yourself in order to make change? If you push at your spouse, if you push at your kids, if you push at your workers, you have an environment of fear and intimidation. Fear and intimidation does not create, back to loyalty, does not create loyalty, does not create quality culture. It creates fear and cowering.
Mm-hmm.
But what you want to do, I've had people work for me for 30 years because I adjusted,
mm-hmm.
but also because...
No, that's exactly right. Well, again, that's the paradox of Sarah, is you had the will and the personality to be capable of being powerful, being the power,
but until
you understood it and were self-aware, you had the danger of becoming forceful, right?
Yeah, people, right.
Me
you
too.
Accidentally,
Me too.
You know, force is young. Force is a young spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Power is an older, wiser. Think about yourself when you're 20,
mm-hmm.
and think about yourself when you're 50 or 60.
Power is eternal. Force is temporary. We'll take a quick break. Don't forget to go to bottomlineinc.com and look under Sarah's blog. There in the blogs, you'll find this article. It's awesome. Sarah Heiner and I will be right back. We've got another thing to talk about after the break. 10 tip.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.